It's exactly 17:12 on the clock, and you're still hanging with your girl, the real Mendy, right here on the Capital Drive. And this one right here is by Venom, and Shishiliza Sondela is the name of the song. And the first single release coming from the album is the chart-topping song Sondela, which went number one on Apple Music within 24 hours of its release by the one and only, of course, Venom and Shishiliza. And just so you know, in studio, I'm joined by the two gentlemen as we speak. How are you?
All good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for taking your time and joining us right here on Paley FM 95.0.
Thank you so much for having us. We really do appreciate.
And maybe for those who didn't get the introduction, just a quick brief introduction to the listeners.
One time, Paley, I go by the name DJ Venom, Pretoria's Finest.
And this is Shishiliza.
Pretoria's Finest. I really, really like that intro. And how did you two meet and decide to collaborate?
We met, I used to be a part of Casper's record label, Family Tree. Mm-hmm. And Venom was DJing for one of the artists there, Chad the Don. So that's where we first met. Mm-hmm. Nothing really much happened between us at the time. We just knew each other.
Okay.
And then, yeah, fast forward to 2021. Venom was working on his single, You. And he reached out to me to help work on the song with him. And, yeah, that was the first time we actually worked together.
Mm.
And that led to us working on Showboy, which was our first single together.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sondela. And then, yeah, from there, the rest is history.
The rest is history. And you just keep on giving us beautiful music. And which song of yours, Lilitu, holds the most meaning for you and why?
The most meaning?
Yeah.
Dang. I have to think about that one. Most meaning.
Yeah.
Shishiliza?
I have to say Sondela.
I think so. I'll go with Sondela,
right?
As well.
Yeah. I think it was just a very special song, and also, I guess, paved the way for the rest of the songs, because it kind of, the sound is very similar to Sondela of everything else, yeah.
And I also believe Horace Sondela is, it holds a special place also in the listeners and Lerona as a whole, as a country. That was a beautiful song that you brought. And how do you see your sound evolving in the next few years?
I think we're trying to grow our sound, get a lot more people to jump on the sound, make it more international. So we'll be working on this. It's not all gonna sound the same, because it doesn't sound the same, but pretty much Sondela's the blueprint, and we're taking it from there.
Do you have any way like you are planning to keep your sound fresh, because the music scene is really evolving?
I think collaboration, you know, collaboration with other people to challenge us and, you know, get us out of our comfort zone and try new things. So I think collaboration will always help us keep things fresh, yeah, and working with new talents.
I was about to ask that about collaboration. Is there maybe a specific formula with the people that you collaborate with? Is it do you look at something? There are things that, Loreng, you go for when collaborating?
Away from the obvious, which is talent, I think it's just energy. Energy matters to us. If our energy sinks, we're able to come out with a product. If it doesn't, then we charge it to the game.
I also love the fact that you mentioned fresh talent. Do you have any advice for to give the up and coming producers and artists trying to break into the industry?
I think just sticking to what you believe, sticking to your sound, you know. It's easy to hop on trends and lose yourself, and just be patient. Like, you know, I know it can get difficult watching other people blow up while you feel like you're not going anywhere, but you know, everyone has their own time.
Indeed. And since you are, well, I would say big in South Africa. And yes, huge in the South African music industry. Are there any challenges that you have faced in being in the industry?
A lot. You know, music isn't textbook work. You deal with individuals that are very different. Creators have very different personalities. So we deal with a lot in that aspect. We have to do with a lot of characters. And then there's also back-end work, you know. It's not just standing in front of a mic and singing and then singing. Dropping the song. I wish I knew this before I started making music. Maybe I wouldn't have done it. I would have just kept DJing. But yeah, there's so much work that goes into it.
And I love that you mentioned that. Do you have any valuable lesson, Loreng, you'd learned working in the industry?
Patience and perseverance is key. If you're not patient and you want it now, it might not work out because your time is not the next person's time. And yeah. you can't dictate what God has planned for you. Perseverance, because you have to keep going. Rome wasn't built in a day, and you have to keep building until something pans out.
But I keep going. What keeps you going?
What keeps me going?
Yeah.
I think the drive to always make my mom proud. That keeps me going.
That is nice. And what keeps you going?
I think similar. Like, definitely my mom is my biggest supporter. And I think also just watching the people consume the music. So, you know, seeing people's TikTok, seeing people enjoy the song, you know, at shows, like, I think that's where you realize, okay, it's worth it. Like, you know, we're giving people soundtracks to, you know, moments in their lives.
It's clear that support is the biggest thing that someone needs, especially when they're in the industry. Do you guys have maybe any young upcoming artists that you guys are mentoring or?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said earlier, like, you know, we really try and put on new acts on some of our songs. Currently, with our current single, West Tandwood, there's a girl called Shannon. That we met, we didn't know her before last month, you know. So also just, you know, holding her hand through it, just being there for advice and, you know, doing what we can to help out and make sure she doesn't make the same mistakes we've maybe made.
The mistakes. I love that. Shout out to her if she's listening. And what legacy do you want to leave? Do you hope to live in the South African music industry?
Good music. It's not really about the hits.
Yeah.
I just want you to sit with your family in 50 years with your grandkids and whatnot, and everyone from you as a grandparent then down to the youngest child can enjoy my music. I think that will keep me happy in heaven.
And we are enjoying the music, by the way.
Thank you.
And before I let you go, do you have any upcoming projects or collaborations we should look out for?
Yeah, we're currently working on a project right now. So we're about 70% done with it. So hopefully in the next couple of months, we'll be dropping.
We can't wait. Please do send through the music so that our listeners... and for those maybe who don't know Shishaliza and Venom, do you have any social media pages?
You can catch us on every platform at Shishaliza44 and at VenomZM.
Interesting. And Westandwa, let's talk about that one because I'll be playing it just to close off the interview. Tell us a bit about Westandwa. Who's there? What's happening?
Westandwa is our new single with Yams, Blackie, 01 Chopper, and Shannon. Sticking to our traditional love songs or heartbreak songs. Yeah, I think the sounds are similar, the messages are similar, just, you know, tweaking it here and there. But yeah, that's our brand new single.
You heard it from the man himself, Venom and Shishiliza, joining us in studio live here on the Capital Drive, 1721. Westandwa is what you're listening to. I'm